And did you ever burn coal very much?
Never burned it in my life.
And the wood that you put in the fireplace, what did you call the big?
Backstick.
Backstick. And how would you start the fire? What did you use to start with?
Sometimes we'd use pine. And lots of time we'd pour a little coal oil in it, on it, and build it.
What was that wood that you, the small wood that?
Pine.
Pine, did you call it the light wood? Or?
No, it's just pure rich pine.
Kindling?
Yes, kindling, that's what we always, well, we made kindling out of it. We'd go to the woods and pick up pine knots and cut off pine stumps. Then we'd carry it in home and then we'd make our kindling. Then bring it in and start the fire with it.
And the black stuff up in the chimney? Is
that's stuff. What we always call soot.
Did you have a use for that?
Never had no use for it, no, sir.
And the stuff, the wood left, just ashes?
The ashes.
You ever hear anybody call that white ash, or is there something special about that?
No, sir. We just called it ashes. Mm-hmm. Now, lots of times, you take it out. We did. There would be some burnt coal. In other words, it come out that they didn't go into ashes. Bark coal, we call that, out of wood. It come out of that wood.
Mm-hmm. And you say you got your water from the spring.
Yes.
And how did you carry it?
Carried in buckets. Toted it.
What kind of buckets?
Well, we had snowman buckets and we had cedar buckets.
Did you use the same kind of bucket for milk?
No, sir. Always had our own regular milk buckets. We had our regular water buckets that we towed our water in.
What was the milk bucket made out of?
Well, it was made out of aluminum.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had water buckets, that's what we had to tow water in, and cedar buckets.
And the thing that you keep, could you explain how you feed the hogs? You did explain how you set up the hog pen the other night. Did you keep something in the house for scraps that you take out?
Well, we called it slop.
The slop bucket?
Yeah, towed it in buckets.
And somebody told me that everything went into there, is that right? The dishwater?
Dishwater. If you had any scrap bread or scrap meat or just whatever you got off your table, went into that dishwater.
And how did you see by? What did you use to see by those days?
How was it?
What did you use to read by? What kind of light did you have?
We always called them coal oil lamps.
I see. You're all set in case the electric goes off, huh?
Yes, sir.
During the ice storm, did you use them in January? Did you have electric out here during that ice storm?
In my mother's time.
I was thinking here just a couple of years ago.
No, sir.
You didn't have any electric at all.
Went out for, I believe it was. It's either 12 or 14 hours. It was all.
Is that all? Mm-hmm. You're all set in case it goes out again, huh?
Yes.
And did you ever carry something made out of a pine knot or out of a bottle or something? You might carry it around?
Well, we've done that a lot in my days. We called them gluts. Made out of lard,